For tonight, we go back to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 3. Whenever I work the word like the book of Romans with the core, I just stand in utter amazement of the greatness of the word. And then within my own heart and life, I feel so inadequate as far as holding forth the greatness of it. Because if there's any one thing I never care to do, I never want to wrongly divide the word if I know. I never want to handle it deceitfully. And that, of course, is a fantastic responsibility. I know of nothing greater in life than to have the privilege of handling the word of God. Never in the history of the world have young people ever had the privilege, young people like you, to hold forth God's word. Never. In the Old Testament, as you well know, in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ even, he had to be at least 30 years old. And the vast majority of you don't even qualify for that. So you're not even 30. And yet to you has been given so much of the greatness of God's word, and you have the privilege of sharing it. When I think of those things, I get chills running up and down my spine. But I think it makes me appreciate, beyond perhaps any other man living today, the greatness of the grace of God. It's got to be grace, all grace, and nothing but grace. Because there is a truth regarding maturity. And that is that as you get a little older and you have these experiences, you settle in and you have a much more comprehensive understanding. You have to stay in alignment and harmony, and you have to stay sharp. And I feel about the book of Romans that it's just so fantastic because this book of Romans is the foundation of all the greatness of the doctrine, the right believing regarding the church of the body to which you and I belong. And last week, I handled such a tremendous section of Romans in chapter 3 that even tonight I'm still tingling with it. Because the greatness of this section of Romans simply sets me in just awe and respect for God and His Word again. Tonight we begin with Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, verse 28, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Verse 27, where is boasting then? It's the human tendency of every man to boast. That's man's human tendency. Even after he's born again, if he does not renew his mind, his tendency will always be to boast. The word boasting is the Greek word K-A-U-C-H, long E-S-I-S, kakesis, which means the act. Some translators translate it glorying. Where is man's glorying? His boasting. His boasting for what? For justification, context. Verse 26 talked about that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? Boasting regarding what? Justification. Man always wants to justify himself. That's the natural man. Man wants to exemplify and manifest his own righteousness. The record in Romans has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that man is the unworthy recipient of God's gift of salvation. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish what? But unto us who are saved, it's the power of God. Remember, we're dealing, where is boasting? Where is boasting? Boasting regarding man's righteousness, regarding man's justification, his sanctification, and so forth. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The word prudent is bring to nothing the understanding of the understanding ones. Those who think they know it all, he's going to bring to nothing. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not what? It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, want a miracle, and the Greeks, the Syrians, seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised as God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his what? Presence. But in contrast of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in what? Where is boasting then? It's out. No flesh should glory in his what? Presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. God is made unto us. No boasting. God is made unto us. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. If there's going to be any glory, then any boasting, that's the same word, let him glory in whom? The Lord. In chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, verse 18, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with what? Very few people believe that. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise. They're vain, empty. Therefore, let no man glory, boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or things present, or things to come. All are yours. All ye are Christ, and Christ is what? That's right. It's really something. Chapter 4, verse 7. For who maketh thee to differ from another? To discern. And what hast thou that thou didst not what? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory or boast as if thou hast not received it? In Galatians chapter 6, Where is boasting then? It's out. Galatians chapter 6, verse 13. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. Glory. But, verse 14, God forbid that I should boast. Glory. Save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified unto me, and I unto the world. If there's going to be any boasting, it's in whom? The Lord. Not in man, or in the law, or in the works of man. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through pistis, believing. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of what? Not of works, lest any man should what? Where is boasting then? It's out. It is excluded in Romans chapter 3, verse 27. It is excluded. Literally, it reads, it is shut out, shut out. And it's in the aorist tense, making it completely, absolutely, once and for all, shut out. Where is boasting? It's absolutely, completely, once and for all, shut out. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 3, talking about the circumcision, for we are the circumcision who worship God by way of spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in what? That's right. Have no confidence in what? Not in our own mental ingenious capacities or the works that we do, the beads we count or the prayer meetings we attend. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. It's excluded. The boasting is in two categories. Human intelligence, also called human wisdom. You'd call it human brains. They'd call it the think tank. And also human works. One is called human wisdom, the other is called wisdom of the flesh. It is shut out completely, absolutely. It's excluded. Romans 4:2 says, for if Abraham were justified by works, he'd have whereof to boast. But not before whom? That's right. In Romans chapter 2, in verse 17, you have the Jews. Thou art called a Jew, and he resteth in what? And he makes his boast of who? Where is boasting? It's excluded. Verse 23. Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thy what? God. That's of the Jews. Romans 2, 17 and 23. They made their boast of God, and they made their boast in verse 23 of the law. The one I gave you first in 4:2 is regarding the Gentiles, both Jew and Gentile. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. It is shut out completely, absolutely. So no man boasts about his intellectual, ingenious ability, nor does he boast about his flesh, his good works, how much he laid himself on the altar for God, or how much he did, how many hours he was out witnessing, sharing God's word. It's all what? Excluded. It's out. It's shut out. Where is boasting then? It's excluded. King James reads, by what law? Question, right? Put the question after, by what? It's excluded. Boasting then is absolutely excluded. By what? Law of works? Question. Law of works? See, I gave you the Greek word for boasting. That word means the act. Where is boasting? The act. It's out. By what? Law of works? Here, the word used, or the words used, what? Law means by what principle, or procedure, or manner? Law of works? Nay. No. And this word for nay here, no, it is the Greek word ouchi, O-U-C-H-I. Why has it taken us thousands of years to believe the word? Man's boasting. Man's works to save himself. No. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely not. The absolute no. Law of works? No! But in contrast, by, preposition dia, not the law, but a law of faith, pistis, law of believing, cor, no man, how intelligent or ingenious is capable of finding salvation? He's not capable of even getting a toehold for boasting in what he is able to do except in the Lord. We boast of 5:2, Romans 5:2. If we're going to do any boasting, justified by believing, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom, verse 2, also we have access into this grace wherein we, what? And rejoice in hope of the glory of God. If we're going to do any boasting, it's in Christ Jesus, and we rejoice. Rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. How all through the centuries, man, even though he's been born again, not having the knowledge of the accuracy of the greatness of God's word, has always succumbed to traditions of men who have caused him or her to want to do some type of work to get saved or to stay saved. And that is glorying, it's boasting. That's a fantastic verse, class. Where is glorying or boasting then? It's excluded. It's absolutely shut out completely, completely. By what? The law of works? No, I should say not. Absolutely not. But by dia, a law of believing. The law of pistis, the law of believing. And if we're going to do any boasting, we boast because of the hope of the glory of what? Chapter 3, 28. Therefore, generally, is a conclusion. But the word therefore here should be translated for. It's not a conclusion, but a continued confirmation here. Read it yourself in the context. The law of believing. For we conclude. The word conclude is the Greek word logizomai. L-O-G-I-Z-O-M-A-I. From which we get the word logic, It's translated reckon also. For we logically know, I think, would be a very fine translation according to usage. For we logically know from what has just previously been stated by God in His Word that a man is justified by faith, by pistis. This by pistis, this is in the dative case. A man is justified by pistis without deeds, works of the law. It's just a logical deduction, a logical synthesis of the truth that has previously been stated in God's word, that a man is justified by believing, and that without, totally without, works of the law. Verse 29, is in italics. Is he the God of the Jews only? I think in context, it literally reads, what? Is he God of the Jews only? Is he, again in italics, not the God of the Gentiles also? That, I think, is your text. The word not here is the same word for as nay in verse 27. O-U-C-H-I, same word here. What? Is he God of the Jews only? Is he not the God of the Gentiles also? Absolutely. See, it's in, he's not just God of the Jews, but of the Gentiles also. Yes, of the Gentiles also. That's the greatness of that verse 29. Verse 30, seeing it is, again the words it is in our italics, seeing is literally translated, it be so, one God. One what? That's what it says. Which equals he. This one God, he shall absolute justify the circumcision by faith. Here is a very unique and wonderful construction. Again, I think you have to have in-depth spiritual perception and awareness. Happens to be a core principle. Because I know of no commentaries, basically, that can handle this or have handled it, at least where my understanding could appropriate it, because it didn't fit. But as I see this great section in here, and I'll lay it before you for consideration, you can work it, see how you feel about it and the greatness of the word. Because there's one thing we endeavor to do, and that is to rightly divide the word. First of all, this word by is the Greek word ek. I think this particular word sets God's unity with Israel here. That's why they use the preposition ek. Because all through this section, I've shown you again, not only are the Jews mentioned, but the Gentiles. And here, as we get toward the conclusion of this great section in Romans, I see the usage of by here, by faith, for the circumcision, and the uncircumcision, what? Through faith. For the circumcision by faith, for the uncircumcision through faith. As I said, the preposition by here is ek. Out of believing, justified the circumcision out of believing, or by way of their believing. God's unity with Israel, because to Israel he'd given the oracles of God. They had the law. They had the writings. They had the scrolls. Something the Gentiles never had, sir. This out of believing, by believing for the Jews, is because of the hope that all of those believers of the Old Testament, he justified the circumcision out of believing, by way of believing. Believing what? The hope, seeing Christ's day. In Psalms 16, verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is on my right hand, I shall not be what? Therefore, verse 9, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in what? For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, in Hades' grave, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see what? You see the hope there? The psalmist says, my flesh also rests in what? Because he's not going to leave his soul in hell, neither is he going to allow his Holy One, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, to see what? In the Old Testament, the hope was they look forward for his first coming. That's the hope. That's why I think this preposition by sits like a diamond here in Romans. The circumcision by believing. It is out of believing. It's God's unity with Israel. It's the hope. It was available to them because they had what? The word, the scrolls, people. They could know. Same as today, you can know God's will because God's word's available to you. Don't you see it? Acts chapter 2. Acts 2, verse 26. One of the reasons I know I perhaps am right here is because it's here. Therefore did my heart what? And my tongue was what? Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in what? Hope. And by the way, that's the first usage of the word hope in the book of Acts. Talking about in the next verse. Same as I just read to you from the psalm. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in the grave, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to what? That's right. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Talking about Abraham. Well, in verse 17, as it is written, I made thee a father, behold, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they what, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. In chapter 5 of Romans, verse 2, by whom, Lord Jesus Christ, we have access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of what? Verse 5. And hope maketh not what? Ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from what? See, the circumcision by faith, the uncircumcision through. The through, again, is the word dia, not ek, but through is dia. This is God's action with the Gentiles by means of. To me, it's so simple. The Gentiles had no external source possible, like Israel had. They had the scrolls, they had the word. The Gentiles did not have it. They had no such external source possible. Therefore, it's God's action with Gentiles by means of believing. It's out of believing for Israel by means of believing for the Gentiles. In 1 Peter 1, verse 21, who by him do believe in God, that God raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your pistis and hope might be in whom? Chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Basically, everybody interprets that to mean give a reason of why you're believing in God. It doesn't talk about that. It asks you a reason of your hope. The hope, that's the return for you. For Israel, it was the return of the Messiah. For you, it's the return of your brother, Jesus Christ, whom God raised from the dead, seated at his own right hand. For you, it's his return. That's the gathering together. After that, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords to Israel. He is coming back as your Savior, but he comes to Israel as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is not technically your high priest. He's high priest to Israel. I'd like for you to put in your notes and read very carefully at this time. Read it carefully. Hebrews 11, 1 through 12, 2. In John chapter 8. John 8, talking again. By believing for circumcision and uncircumcision through believing. John 8, verse 47. Jesus said, he that is of God heareth God's word. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of who? Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not, well, thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? These were the top religious leaders, the members of the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees. They accused him of having a devil. Jesus answered, I have not a devil. I don't have a devil, but I honor my Father. He didn't say, I honor myself. He honored whom? One God. And you do what? I seek not my own will, my own glory, my own boasting. There is one God who seeketh and judgeth. Verily I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Wow. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know you got a devil. Abraham's dead, and the prophets, and you say, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than Father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who really do you make yourself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father, God, who honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I would be or shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Here it is, verse 56. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my what? And he saw it and was what? That's why. Justify the circumcision by believing, because of the hope, seeing the day of Christ in the future and believing unto it. You and I today can look back at that day. We know he came as the Messiah to Israel, but they crucified him. So you and I as Gentiles look forward to the second coming as Israel looked to the first. Because we who are called today, who are neither Jew nor Gentile, but a new creation, we have set our believing upon the second coming, the return of Christ, which is the hope of every born-again believer. That's the greatness of that verse. Verse 31. Do we then make void? The Greek word, katargeo. Do we then make void, destroy the law? Dia, through believing, God what? Forbid. Yea, the word yea is the Greek word A-L-L-A, Allah, meaning but. Do we make void the law through believing? God forbid. No, 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 1,000 times no. But we establish what? We establish the truthfulness, the righteousness, the greatness of that law by our believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, class, that's the conclusion of this particular great section of teaching on both Jew and Gentile in the book of Romans regarding the justification and the righteousness of every man, whether he be Jew or Gentile. There is no boasting. And both Jew and Gentile, dead in trespasses and sins, without God and without hope. There are absolutely no means whereby any man or woman can do one iota to save himself, whether he's Jew or Gentile. It's by grace and grace alone.